Hello! Welcome to the Careers for Kids podcast where kids learn careers. This is Maxwell Valencia.
And this is Henry Morsa.
And today we have Jillian Cabana from the police department. Hello, Miss Cabana. Thank you for spending your time to be on Careers for Kids. We hope we have a great interview. Now let's get started.
Thanks for having me, guys.
It's not a problem. Tell us what you currently do right now.
So I am currently the Detective Bureau Commander for the Westport Police Department. So I oversee six detectives, a detective sergeant, and kind of falling under him, he oversees the school security officer and, five school security officers and the SRO. So I also oversee that division as well.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
So tell us a bit more about your career and how you got to this position.
So right now with my current duties, I don't investigate cases like I used to back when I was a detective, but I kind of manage what the detectives do. I read every case that comes into the Detective Bureau, actually every case that comes into the police department, and I decide whether or not there's enough solvability factors for detectives to follow up on to see if there's any leads that could be viable. And I assign it to them and I approve all their reports, search warrants and arrest warrants. But I started out as a regular patrol officer driving around in the black and white cars you see all over town. Mm-hmm. And then I got promoted to detective a few years later, sergeant a few years after that, lieutenant after that. And I've been a lieutenant now for almost 10 years here.
Wow.
10. I've been here 18 years next month. Been a long time.
Jeez. Mm-hmm. Do you enjoy it?
I love it.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, every day is a little bit different. You never know what you're walking into. Some days are kind of slow and you're waiting to get information back from banks or stuff. Yeah. And people are waiting to hear, you know, something for a break on a case. And then other days, something big happens in town and it's all hands on deck and our whole detective bureau is busy. And, you know, we could have a crime scene. We could have a bad accident. So it goes from 0 to 60 very fast in a police department.
I know. And what part of your job do you enjoy the most and dislike the most?
In particular, my job, I love the team that I get to work with in the Detective Bureau. They are like experts in their field. They are so advanced. They're really top-notch. Westport's very lucky to have them. I dislike the fact that I'm essentially on call 24 hours a day unless I'm traveling. So my phone rings in the middle of the night.
Weekends,
birthdays, holidays, if it rings, I have to pick up. And usually I just have to call a detective to come in, but sometimes if it's a major case, I also have to come in too.
Yeah, definitely get it. Sometimes it can be difficult just taking away. I can see that take away time from other things.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, if you're doing what you love, but it still can get in the way, you know, to a certain extent where you just... You know what? So was this the dream job you imagined yourself doing when you were a kid?
Yes and no. So I'm going to date myself a little bit, but when I was in high school, that was when the original CSI show came out, and I wanted to be a crime scene person. I wanted to go to school for forensic science and be a crime scene tech, and I did, but then I learned very quickly that if you want to do crime scenes in Connecticut, unless you really have to be a police officer first and then a detective. So unless you go to a major metropolitan area, they don't really have civilians that do that. You have to be a police officer first. So I got hired by Westport 10 days before I graduated college and went to the police academy. And I've been doing it ever since. And I loved being a detective. It was awesome. But I also really liked being a cop out on the street.
So like when you were young, it doesn't have to be someone related to the police, but who are your main idols?
Probably my grandmother, because she had 8 kids, and somehow, like, I only have 2 kids and have this job, and I can barely hold it together. She had 8 kids, she always had 2 jobs, and somehow she made it work and made it look easy.
Yeesh.
Yeah, so probably my grandmother, and... detective, he recently retired, but now he works at the Connecticut Forensic Lab, Detective John Brunetti from West Haven. I interned with him when I was in college, and he just gave me a love for detective work, and he was amazing.
So why did you pick this trip? Like, what made you do this? I mean, other than like CSI.
CSI made it sound interesting. I've always loved science. But also I was torn between being a chef or being a cop. And I don't know, I just kind of fell into this and it worked out.
So out of your entire career, what was the biggest highlight?
Biggest highlight? I don't know. What is the age of your usual viewers here?
Pretty much everything. But go ahead. If there's something too graphic, I'll edit it out.
Okay. Probably over 10 years ago now, we had a really serious case in Westport. We had a murder at a jewelry store. And it was a complete stranger murder. It wasn't, you know, a lot of times it's people are killed by people that they know and that are close to them. This was not the case. It was a stranger from states away that came to town, stole a bunch of diamonds. And it was the first case I worked with a lot of different agencies at the same time. So state police came down and assisted. And when we have anything like that, they'll process the crime scene, but we work the investigation. But with this case, the tips were coming in left and right that they gave us detectives for weeks to help answer the phones and run down leads. And we got a break with a phone number and ended up identifying this man. And we found out that he had been going to a lot of different jewelry stores prior. And, you know, a lot of times he didn't get what he wanted, so no one was hurt, but unfortunately Westport it was. And it was just, he fled the country to a different country. It was the stuff that you kind of watch movies and read about. So yeah. It was just very interesting to see something.
So, I need a question.
Yep. So, what are the biggest challenges that you think can be solved by our generation that you would want us to solve for you?
Biggest challenges? Well, I think that if your generation was a little bit smarter with cell phone usage and the things that you guys do with them, there'd be a lot less cases in Westport that we deal with. So,
like, what are some, like, can you give us some examples?
Bullying through the cell phones, you know, kind of harassment, threatening people. Like, you might not mean it, but the people that get the text message or picture or whatever don't know that, and then they show it to somebody else. So
hard to understand that stuff just through there's no text on the screen.
Yeah, there's no context with it. So that makes a lot of work, especially for a detective bureau, you know, and sending inappropriate pictures and things like that. So we see a lot of that. So just being smarter about, you know, how you use your devices and really understanding that once something's out there on the internet or around school or on Snapchat, it never really goes away.
Like, you can socialize. It's good to, like, socialize and connect.
In person. This is nice. Yeah. Actually being in a room with you guys and not doing this over Zoom or something.
Yeah. Sometimes we do over Zoom. I say about half of our episodes we've done them in person. And we're trying to continue more and more doing them in person. Because, one, it's more fun. And two, you actually get to know the person much better.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. Max was another question.
So, if someone wants to follow in your footsteps in your careers, what would you tell him or her?
I would say definitely go to college, either way. So to be a cop in Westport, you either have to go to the military first or you have to at least get 60 college credits, which is an associate's degree. But, you know, myself, most people here have bachelor's degrees or military experience. I have a master's and a graduate certificate, something else. But I would say it doesn't have to be for criminal justice. So diversify a little bit. Like, you might try and be a police officer and decide this isn't for me. At least you have education in a different field, so you have other options. And also being a police officer, you can retire in 20 years. So if you get hired like I did at 21, you still can have a whole nother career after doing something completely different. So I say definitely, you know, get an education first, get good grades, and stay out of trouble. Because if you get in a lot of trouble too, you can't really be a police officer either. So
I have a question for you. Is this like the interview room?
This is the interview room.
So this is where you like interview some
suspects and victims and witnesses. You know, it's important to interview everybody, especially witnesses. We interview them separately too for a number of reasons. But yeah, this is where we do that. Sometimes it's out in a car, sometimes it's at people's houses. But if we can, we prefer to interview people in the interview room.
So what is your main life advice overall for kids listening to this podcast?
try and find a good work-life balance. Work is important. It's important to do what you love and have a career you find fulfilling, but the most important people in your life aren't within these four walls or at home. So don't lose sight of that.
I can understand why. Mm-hmm. And thank you so much, Ms. Cabana, for allowing us to interview you. I'm sure many more kids will be inspired by this interview.
Thank you, guys.
To whoever's listening, to the Careers for Kids podcast. We hope you enjoyed the episode, and we'll see you in the next one. Bye.